All right, Charles, AI, the robots, they're coming.
Mm-hmm.
Is the development of AI bit more accurately compared to the Manhattan Project, in which the nuclear bomb was developed, or is it more like Jurassic Park? There's a really good piece by Garrett Graff that basically asks that question and discusses it pretty extensively. And he says, like, we're living through a weird and similar moment, similar to the development of the Manhattan Project, in technology development now, as we watch the rise and development of AI done with what increasingly looks like wild recklessness. I think that's pretty much spot on. Do you?
Well, I think that one of his first points is that why is he bringing up Jurassic Park? And he's talking about Jurassic Park because, as he says specifically, most people think of Jurassic Park as a cautionary tale of, it's kind of like Frankenstein, science getting ahead of us, yeah. You know.
Or don't invite the dinosaurs back to live with us.
Right.
Even though they're fascinating.
Well, and that comes from, of course, Michael Crichton's book, in which, they talk a lot about chaos theory and about unexpected, consequences. Of
life finding a way.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Which dinosaur did they design? I've only seen the movie once.
I think it's the Velociraptors. They had to fill some holes with other amphibious DNA, which is really interesting because they're not amphibious, right? Because the whole theory of dinosaurs now is that they were birds. They're from
we raise chickens and we know they are very much like dinosaurs. If they were bigger, they would totally eat us. Totally eat us.
Yeah. So don't ever fall.
No.
Don't have a heart attack in a chicken coop.
No, we don't let small children out there unwatched.
But the point he's making is that that's really kind of the wrong view here, which is that it's really a corporate tale of corporate trust and safety teams, right? Like, you could have predicted that the dinosaurs would rampage and you should really pay attention to your fencing. Your containment.
Well, yeah, when the power grid goes out, boom.
Right.
The T-Rex escapes, and everything else escapes too. But also the other thing they didn't predict, of course, was that I think it was the Velociraptors. They'd made sure there was only one gender, but suddenly life found a way, and there were,
Well, I think it was because the amphibious DNA is from a parthenogenic amphibian who can be both species at once.
Hermaphroditic. and we actually have seen this. We usually don't have roosters. We have a rooster only when we need to fertilize some eggs, but we there's a role within the chicken world for a rooster like member of the flock. It's to defend, it's to alarm, to sound the alarm. And we had one bird. It was a very gentle bird. It was a big, fat, plump, Cochin Buff Orpington. And it took on the role of rooster. I mean, it actually learned how to crow. And when one day when huskies came to try to eat our chickens after they'd eaten our neighbor's chickens, this bird stood at the gate, and just put its chest out and crowed its neck. It was going to get eaten. I mean, it would have died a really quick, horrible death if Kathy hadn't been home and scared the dogs off. But, so life does find a way. The bottom line is things are really, really unpredictable. And Jurassic Park showed chaos. It showed unpredictability. It showed how things can take really weird and interesting twists and turns. And, again, the Manhattan Project, for all the horrible things that have come out of that in terms of the devastation of nuclear war, it was a government project. It was a controlled and it was a group of scientists cooperating to try to come up with a plan to build a bomb before the Germans could do it. And again, it's horrible how this has all panned out. But at least it wasn't a competition. Which one of us scientists can build this bomb first? It wasn't done with this sense of trying to, commercialize something. And yet here we have AI. AI resembles nothing like that. It's not coordinated by a government disinterested in profit, disinterested in seeing who gets it done first. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of a Wild West thing.
Well, I think that his point is that the three major players, and interestingly, he doesn't consider Tesla, Musk's AI, as a major player in this.
Ouch.
Well, because it's...
Poor Elon.
It's too busy appealing to the South African racists. he's talking about the players in terms of who wants to supply AI to the military, which is what this specifically is about, is OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google DeepMind.
And the military rejected Anthropic because they were more cautious.
Well, and that's the point he made, which is that, in fact, the three entities do, in fact, resemble some of the scientific conflicts that came up in the Manhattan Project. In terms of Anthropic, is more closely, if you look at a solitary entity, like the Manhattan Project was. I mean, there were people who weren't part of the scientific development of the atomic weapons. They weren't really nuclear weapons, they were atomic. Mm. Part of the project was to discuss the ethical considerations in using these weapons. And that was going on independently of the development of the weapons themselves. But you're right. I mean, I think people's concern would be, and we've already seen it, is the drive to win, number one, to win the AI war or the competition with China. I've never totally understood this. Everything is always a competition or a war against something, right?
Yeah.
And
at what point do humans get beyond that? I mean, I think most people want to go beyond that. We may have a nasty neighbor living next door to us, but we really would rather live in a neighborhood with people we get along with.
Well, I mean,
and we'd rather live in a world with people we get along with.
Humanity's only advantage in the battle of tooth and claw, as Darwin described it, is cooperative. Is the ability to cooperate.
Right.
It's not that there isn't cooperative activity among higher level animals either, but to the level that humans are able to cooperate, that has always been our advantage against much more physically dominant species. So. I think the idea that doing this as for profit is the point. It's dangerous. Yeah. It makes it more dangerous because we see that when it's for profit, that people will leave their values behind and say, "I have to do this because we're a publicly owned company and Milton Friedman."
There's been lots of money invested in this.
Yeah, exactly.
I think what's his name? Amadeo. I forget how to pronounce his name. The head of Anthropic.
Mm-hmm.
That company wants to try to do the right thing. They want to try to make sure that there is restraint and there is a moral direction. They've even hired philosophers to help guide.
I know. I've actually read some of the writings of the people.
Yeah,
because they're out there.
But even still, he gives AI a 25% chance of going quote really really badly for civilization. If there was something that had that bad of a chance, that big of a chance of going really, really badly, we ought to be putting the brakes on it in a big way. I think the only way, again, if we wanted to apply the Manhattan Project analogy to AI, our model, then what that calls for is immediate and significant regulation. I mean, bring it into line with the common good, the public interest, the planetary interest. And you're only going to get that through some kind of a regulatory framework that provides, some guidance as to where this is going to go.
Well, I think that's true, but one of the problems is that even the people who are the propagators of AI don't totally understand the capabilities.
No, they don't.
Of AI, because it's not just a computer program. It's a program that creates perhaps some version of sentience. We don't. Yeah, it's very hard to understand what it's doing.
I think that's true. I mean, every week or two, it seems like there's some new thing that to me is jaw dropping. I mean, just last week was it? OpenAI had found that it could hack into another company's system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't told to do that, but in its interest, it did that. I can't remember the details of what it acquired or learned, but that's not what it was supposed to do. And Meta, you know, our pal Mark Zuckerberg, in that case, the company may have actually allowed one of its models to go beyond its programming, you know, paradigm and to access some other system. So. What does it mean?
I think it downloaded from Pornhub.
Do you think AI is interested in porn?
I expect it was new information and probably like the novelty of it. I don't know.
I want to go back to what Garrett Graff, again, it was his analogy that kind of put this into my head. He says, quote, "In the end, as much as our society loves reaching for the romance and audacity of the Manhattan Project as an analog, I continue to believe Jurassic Park is the much better analog. The private team of scientists with inadequate safeguards who charged ahead with groundbreaking, dangerous technologies and, in their excitement, didn't think long enough or hard enough about what they were birthing into the world." Yeah, and we don't know where this thing. It's been birthed.
Well, the other...
Where it's going.
Yeah, one last thing. I mean, as Graf's article points out, you know, forget the history of the original Luddites, you know, which were the textile workers in England. You know, he points out that when coal came out as a fuel, it too was thought that it was going to destroy the earth. Actually, they're probably right about that in terms of what it was doing to the climate, but they weren't thinking about that back then. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of new technologies come out and everyone's sure they're going to destroy the earth, destroy humanity. Now, obviously with the AI, it's popular images from before, from science fiction, essentially HAL the computer in 2001, and then of course the Terminator.
Yeah. You know? Ouch.
Yeah.
Hey, Ed Fallon with you folks, Charles Goldman with me.